On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Residents in Amorti have again taken to the streets demanding urgent intervention to combat crime. Community members began marching through the township in the north of Durban in the early hours of the morning. Reaction Unit's Prem Balram says they began monitoring the situation after being alerted by concerned business owners in Verulam.
So Reaction Unit South Africa received multiple calls a short while ago at approximately 8 a.m. of several hundred protesters on the Jabu Ogobo Road. According to the residents in the area, the protesters were walking towards the Verulam CBD. In the current situation, the protesters have turned into Zwelisha. That's approximately 4 to 5 kilometers from the Verulam CBD. So reaction officers, law enforcement officers from the South African Police Services and the Metropolitan Police are currently monitoring the situation.
Now, this comes just days after around 2,000 residents blocked access to the area during a demonstration. 3 people were killed in their home on Saturday. During Monday's demonstration, 2 people were shot dead by unknown gunmen. Mungeni Pua is from the Inanda CPF. He says residents want KZN's Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi to intervene.
The criminals are just doing whatever they want to. They are just brutally killing. They are raping. They take all the items from your house if they want to and kill everybody. And they are not get arrested. That is what frustrates the community. The policemen can't do everything up to satisfaction. That is why the community has decided to just stand up.
Hundreds of people are expected to gather in Kwadakusa this morning to pay tribute to the victims of the Mandini bus tragedy. The families will also make their way to the scene of the N2 crash later for a wreath-laying ceremony in memory of their 9 loved ones. The congregants of the 12 Apostles Church in Trinity were on their way back from a service in Richards Bay on Sunday when their bus rolled down an embankment. The departments in Dabazinhle Sabia says mourners will gather at the Shayamoya Sports Ground for this morning's memorial service.
The Road Traffic Management Corporation at national level is working with the SAPS to do a thorough investigation. The MEC has also saluted the leadership of the church and how they've managed to ensure that all church members pull together during this difficult period.
Police in Argentina have arrested more than 100 people after football fans and marchers clashed with officers during a protest. Riot police used tear gas, rubber bullets and water cannons to disperse the crowds who pelted officers with stones. Authorities say many of those involved in the clashes wore football jerseys. The demonstrators were unhappy with the president's budget-slashing policies. And here's a reminder about those 2-day storm warnings issued for KZN. We've got a level 4 alert for severe thunderstorms covering most parts of the province. An orange level 6 warning is also in place for disruptive rain from the afternoon, particularly in the southeastern region. Forecasters say we're likely to experience heavy downpours, which may lead to flooding, mudslides, hail, damaging winds and severe lightning. A recap of our lead story, residents in Amorti have again taken to the streets demanding urgent intervention to combat crime. I'm Natara Nadesan. Remember, you can follow our channel by searching for East Coast Radio Newswatch under updates on the WhatsApp.